Everybody needs a vacation now and then, given the pace of our modern lives. But when commentator Carol Simpson recently tried to get away, she found herself thinking about the very real world she was trying so hard to forget.
I left the biting cold and gray skies of Boston for spring break and flew 4 hours to Montego Bay, Jamaica, to find a sunny slice of life. I can't think of much more you need to get into a spiritual frame of mind than lying in a lounge chair steps from the azure waters of the warm Caribbean Sea. The trade winds gently cooled my body, and the waves caressed the shore with a constant chorus of a gentle whoosh. As I peered at the horizon, my reverie was broken when I remembered that slave ships plied these gorgeous waters. The friendly Jamaican natives in this country of 2.5 million are predominantly of African descent. A few miles from where I am staying are the Runaway Caves, one of Jamaica's popular attractions. Pirates used the labyrinths to hide the booty stolen from ships at sea. But the caves then became a refuge for slaves who had jumped off European ships. The slaves stayed and, under British overseers, created this beautiful island, which is now pretty much run by Jamaicans, including a black woman president. This reminded me of the black diaspora, the brutal dispersal of Africans to become slaves in nearly every quarter of the globe. Before I left for Jamaica, I met on my campus this elegant black man, Gilberto Murillo, from South America. He had briefly been the Governor General of Chaco, Colombia's biggest province. He fled to the United States a few years ago after he and his family received death threats because he was trying to improve the plight of Afro-Colombians. I said to him, "Excuse me, what are Afro-Colombians?" He explained that Colombia has segregated black people into the worst conditions in the country, people who have lived there since the 16th century. They were the slaves who worked the sugar plantations and fields of other bountiful crops. The Afro-Colombians are now free, but today Colombia's major crops are coffee and coca. From coca comes cocaine. In the war on drugs, the United States is spraying the crops to kill them. So the soil is ruined and legal crops won't grow on the land owned by the Afro-Colombian farmers. Life was never easy for them, but now they are destitute. I wondered how many black Colombians there are. Governor Murillo answered, 12 million. 12 million? Did any of you know that? I knew there were blacks living in enclaves throughout South America. I saw them in Chile, Uruguay, and of course Brazil, but not in the numbers in Colombia. Over the centuries, the black diaspora has spread around the globe with one commonality. Blacks are still at the bottom of the socioeconomic ladder, no matter what country they're in. The color line is not unique to America. It is worldwide. The waves still wash ashore. The winds are still gentle. The sun is setting. But my peaceful mood is gone.
That was Carol Simpson, former anchor of ABC's World News Tonight Sunday.